Meeting with the president last night. He says in his conversation with the president, I expressed the full breadth of insight, heartfelt perspectives, and conclusions about the path forward that the caucus has shared in our recent time together.
The president said again yesterday he's in the race to finish the job.
Unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me.
CBS's Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
When you look at most of the large, reputable national polling that has been done, there hasn't been this massive fall off in his support. Now, last week was a holiday week, so it was difficult to poll last week. And so the concern is that you'll start to see the impacts next week. So we'll see what he says then if the polls start to show something very different.
Well, forecasters say Las Vegas could hit or top 115 degrees for a record seventh straight day today. 63-year-old Mark Potofsky, who lives in an RV with his two dogs, sought help in a cooling center.
I just feel like, as their dad, that I need to provide a safe place for them. And when the AC went out of the RV, it was no longer a safe place for them to be.
Was still uncomfortable in the Houston area for hundreds of thousands without AC because of power outages. There's now word a security breach in 2022 that hit AT&T compromised the data of nearly all of its cellular customers, along with those on mobile virtual networks and landline users who interacted with cell numbers. CBS's Jolene Kent.
The information did include phone numbers. AT&T acknowledged that with some reverse internet sleuthing, you could figure out who the numbers might belong to. The company says it's launched an internal investigation and is cooperating with law enforcement.
The grocery store chain Stop and Shop says it will close 32 underperforming stores across the Northeast by the end of this year. Overseas, one big question ahead of the Summer Olympics is about a swimming venue.
Paris officials say the River Seine has been safe for swimming 10 or 11 of the past 12 days. $1.5 billion have been spent on cleaning the river where the swimming marathon and triathlon swimming are slated to take place. Heavy rain could still change that. It prompts an inflow of untreated water that could make the Seine unfit for swimming. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 311 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Cheryl Christensen, previously charged in her disabled son's death, was identified as the victim of a homicide found after a house fire in Racine Monday. An autopsy has revealed that Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire. They reclassified the case from a fire-related death to homicide. The investigation is linked to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, where police fatally shot a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are leading the inquiry into that shooting. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters filled that kid's pond with lake water yesterday. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. That's on Sunday. There will be major road closures around Milwaukee throughout convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. Composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star Game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. The sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms, surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN. There she was. Just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Single day singing.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one horse apparition provided by a magician.
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hello there, and I got me, my best friend, my amigo, Mr. Uncle Dick. That's right, because everybody, does everybody just call you Uncle, or do they just go straight up? Never mind, I'm not going to, I just realized what I was about to say.
Yeah, I
really need this job. I have to be really careful with what I'm saying. So I was telling people just about an hour ago that everybody's got that one uncle that knows everything. And I mean that in the best, most possible way. And that is you, Uncle Dick,
or Uber Dick.
Yeah. And you know bands very, very well. But one question, when you used to be an Uber driver, you used to play whatever anybody wanted. You had, like, how many tapes did you carry around in your car?
Yeah. Well, the old days was, you know, it was tapes. I actually graduated to CDs. And then, of course, now it's all about streaming and all, you know. And as we get older, the technology kind of does a flyover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still a CD guy. I've got about 1,000 CDs of just about everything that's good, or at least what I think is good.
Absolutely. And so we're starting a show called Uncle Dick's Pick of the Week. So give us your pick, Dick.
All right. This is my dossier for you, Miss Cindy.
All right.
You know, when you first brought this up to me doing this segment, I wasn't sure exactly what you wanted. So then you told me, well, be yourself. So here I am.
All right.
When I asked you what was new at the station, you had told me the format just started rocking the Who. Well, the wheels started turning, and here we go.
All right. Let's
go back to 1971. Cigarette ads are banned from TV and radio. All in the Family premiered on CBS. Frasier beat Ali, and Disney World opened in Orlando. Now, as interesting and fun as those things are, what's really important is the Who dropped their landmark album, Who's Next? No less than 6 tracks off this album are still played on 60s and 70s classic rock stations. You knew when the needle dropped on that vinyl disc and the intro for Bob O'Reilly jumped out of your speakers, you were in for a hell of a ride. Who's Next was ranked as one of the best albums in 1971 and also a top seller, with songs like Bob O'Reilly, Bargain, Getting in Tune, Going Mobile, and Behind Blue Eyes. And the last track, which brings us full circle with, frankly, every part of our lives, from elections to our jobs, and yes, even our relationships, not to mention one of the greatest lines in rock history, and you know it, Cindy, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Let's rock it for our listeners. Track 9 of Who's Next? We Won't Get Fooled Again.
Dick's pick of the week, The Who, Won't Get Fooled Again. The same boss, or the new boss, same as the old boss. WRJN Local News Timeless is right up here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering.
They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Play Brewers Baseball Bingo presented by U.S. Cellular for the chance to win prizes all season long. Download the MLB Ballpark app from the App Store or Google Play to get in on the action.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
This magic moment. So different and so new, was like any other, until I kissed you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise. I knew that you felt it too, by the look in your eyes, sweeter than wine, softer than the summer night.
summer night.
That's the Drifters of this magic moment, followed by Midwest Confections. Now let's try it again, Cindy, and this time pronounce it correctly. Midnight Confessions. There's a gas roots. WRJ, what is this?
Hey.
You spoke. We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I mentioned this week about some of the shark attacks going down in Florida and acting like I'm shocked about that. I actually sent a text to my friend who does live down there and impacted by the most recent hurricane. So he's not even getting to live in his home anymore, but he still loves Florida and doesn't matter. But I asked him, well, what do you think about the shark attacks? Are you afraid to go in the water? And he sent me a quote from his favorite weatherman, and his weatherman says, people act shocked when there is a shark sighting around here. Good rule of thumb for Florida. If you see water, taste it. If it's salty, there are sharks in it. If not salty, then there are alligators in it. And that, I guess, answers that question for me. It's a WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Waddle's coming up with news.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is 3 days away. Wisconsin Party Chair Brian Schimming says Republicans are united behind Donald Trump and feeling confident.
Wisconsin, let's be honest, Wisconsin oftentimes is the most competitive of the swing states, particularly the big seven swing states. But right now we feel confident about where we're at.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Ballot drop boxes in Wisconsin are supposed to be well-marked, well-lit, accessible, and in safe places. That's just some of the guidance the Wisconsin Elections Commission is extending to local election clerks around the state. Commissioners agreed to the guidelines yesterday. They're merely suggestions. They're not mandatory. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police have confirmed that Cheryl Christensen, a woman previously charged in her disabled son's death, was the victim of a homicide found after a house fire Monday. The case initially appeared to be a fire-related death. It was reclassified as a homicide when the autopsy revealed Christensen had been shot multiple times before the fire started. The investigation is connected to the recent incident at Cliffside Park in Caledonia, which ended in a police shooting. That resulted in the death of a 37-year-old man connected to Christensen's address. State investigators are looking into the police shooting. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns to its roots at the Racine Civic Center starting today. What turned into a fishing-only event has gone back to a full 9-day festival. Highlights include Family Day, an exotic car show, BMX stunt bikes, live music, and the return of the Kids Pond. The fishing competition itself has a $50,000 grand prize. Lines go in the lake tomorrow, but the event starts today. There are fireworks tonight. In a Kenosha courtroom yesterday, a Waukegan woman said not guilty to a fatal hit and run. 37-year-old Sheila Tennant entered the plea to charges stemming from a fatal hit and run that killed 52-year-old Troy Wolfegard. Tennant admitted to smoking marijuana before the incident. Video evidence shows the victim being dragged for several blocks. You should check the web before you get in the water. There were beach cautions and advisories yesterday for Racine's North and Zoo beaches, along with inland beaches in Kenosha County at Old Settlers and Lance Park. Both communities regularly test water and post results online. Lifeguards in Racine put up a caution earlier in the week for high waves. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sitting comfortably warm today with high temperatures climbing to 80 degrees. Sunshine dominates the day and holds tight tomorrow, too. The mugginess seeping in, the chances for showers and some strong thunderstorms surges through overnight and into our Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Like she did 1,000 times before.
before. Don't you love her ways? Now tell me what you say. Don't you love her as she's walking out the door?
The Doors on WRJN with local news, timeless hits, beautiful, gorgeous, and, you know, probably the coolest day we're going to have for the next week or so. 81 degrees right now, going to really get hot starting Sunday.
Up every morning just to keep a job, I got to find my way through the hustle and mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down.
Love runs high. this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season. Daddy,
is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and a lot of artist deaths this week. As far as our favorite singers and actors and actresses, it's just been terrible. You know, Steelers Will lead singer from there passed away last Sunday, but this death just happened, or it's just being announced. Actually, it actually happened a couple of days ago. Dave Loggins. Why does that name sound familiar? Please Come to Boston. Yeah, and it was a really great songwriter. I mean, he's classified as a one-hit wonder, but the songs he wrote for other people, Three Dog Night, he wrote Pieces of April, and then the other big hits were done by country artists. So Dave Loggins passed away. He was 76 years old.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best live music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
When it's cold outside, I've got the money.
Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles coming up with local news and a kind of an old Henry twist in that Cliffside shooting.
There's a port on a western bay, and it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their home. Harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl.
loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a